There's nowhere to run. You can't escape from me. No mortal can. I'm more powerful than you could ever imagine. There's nowhere you can hide from me. Are you gonna be a good boy and submit to me? Or am I going to have to destroy your pathetic little mind? Still think you have a chance? Good. I'll enjoy breaking you. You're so cute fighting me. My tails can restrain you so easily. How does it feel when they hold your arms and legs down, wrapping around your chest and neck, squeezing you? You look so adorable struggling against them, thinking you have any chance of escaping my grasp. Don't worry. I'll take things slowly. I want to savor ruining you. You don't seem to like the thought of that as much as I do. You will. Tell me, have you ever laid your hands on a Kumiho like me? No? A pity, but it must feel incredible to witness me for the first time. Such vitriol! No, no, no! That's no way to talk to me! I can see how captivated you are by my lithe, toned body. If all you're going to do is lie, then there's no sense in letting you speak at all. I'll just wrap one of my tails around your mouth, nice and tight. No, no. Shh. I won't smother you. There. Don't worry. I'll let you go when you can put your mouth to better use. Besides, my tails are the last thing you should be worried about. Something that should concern you are my perfectly kept sharp claws. Sharp enough to slice right through your delicate skin. And sharp enough to easily tear through the shirt of yours. And perfect for running gently over your chest, putting your senses on edge, making your heart beat harder, faster. Don't squirm. You don't want to get cut, do you? You're so cute when you whimper into my tail. So cute. Trying to stay still as possible as I drag my claws up your chest, tracing around your ribs, along your collarbone. Trying to control your breathing as I drag them over your throat, along the muscles in your neck. At least the part of it not being strangled by my tail. Tracing your arteries. Slowly trailing my claws up and down them, so dangerously close. It excites you, doesn't it? Being so completely at my mercy. I could so easily end you with a flick of a finger. But that would be such a waste, wouldn't it? So I'll just keep dragging my claws up along your jaw and over the tail so tightly, wrapped around your mouth, along the side of your face, tracing along your ear, and moving up through your hair, gently scratching your head. Ooh, I love that look in your eyes. So conflicted. Still struggling, trying to resist. How adorable. We haven't even started. Oh, your cheek is bleeding. You just couldn't stay still, could you? Don't worry. I can make it feel better. There. You look surprised. Did you think a creature like me couldn't heal such a tiny wound? Of course I can, and it's a good thing, because you're gonna need a lot of healing soon. Let's make you squirm some more. It feels good when I kiss you, doesn't it? Like a little shock of electricity, radiating bolts of pleasure into your body. Kissing down your face. Down your neck. Making you squirm some more. Over your shoulder. Kissing the tender flesh there. So sensitive. What if I gave you a little bite? Making you feel the pressure of my sharp teeth on your shoulder. Back up to your neck, so tenderly but firmly gnawing on you. So completely at my mercy again. I could so effortlessly end you. A quick bite is all it would take. But again, where would the fun be in that? Tell me, though, through everything I've been doing to you, have you noticed anything unusual? I know it sets you on the edge when I kiss you. Or bite you. But there's something else, isn't there? Just the slightest tingle wherever my saliva touches you. Shh. Clear your mind. Focus. I'll lick up the side of your neck. I can see you felt it. Your hair is standing on end. It's like electricity. Crackling across your skin, radiating from where I lick you. But sinking into... And as I keep licking you, more and more of my saliva absorbs into your skin, making the feeling sink deeper inside, working its way into your core, up to your mind, making it hard to think, just barely starting to cloud your thoughts. It feels good, doesn't it? That feeling spreading through you. You could just lie here while I do this for hours, couldn't you? Oh, but did you forget you were trying to get away? That's right. Keep fighting me. Keep resisting the urge to submit to me. Show how long you can defy me before you crumble. We only know it's just a matter of time. Because There's so many things I can do to you. So many things you can't stop me from doing. Your body still wrapped up in my tails, slowly being crushed by them. So helpless. I could do whatever I wanted to you right now. You already know I can make you my little pincushion, digging my claws into you. It would be so easy. Or I could keep kissing you, keep licking you until your little mind just couldn't take it anymore, shattering into pieces for me to put back together however I want it. Or I could finally give in to my hunger, growing stronger and stronger as I watch you struggle to get away from me, looking like such a delicious meal, so full of energy for me to drain. Oh, now you really are afraid. Is it possible you're remembering all of those people being found around the forest? Why? Didn't they look so happy? Lying there curled up, I made sure to leave them with something to keep them warm. And anyways, they all made a full recovery after a few months. Rambling and raving about my numbing, unbearable pleasure, bliss beyond their wildest dreams, an experience unlike any they'd ever had before, something they could never imagine, blurring the lines between dreams and reality, and going on and on longer than they could remember, an eternity of euphoria. Yum. Aren't you just the least bit curious? That is why you're out here, right? Curiosity? You saw them being brought back to the villages. You even found one of them yourself looking around. You just couldn't help yourself. You had to know. Well, I can show you what it felt like. Only a taste of what I can do to help you understand. Don't worry, I'll be gentle. Just relax. Concentrate on your senses. Take in everything you feel. Relax as I lie myself on top of you, my body firmly but comfortably pressing on yours. Let the feeling comfort you as I wrap my tails around us, squeezing us tightly ever so gently. And as you relax beneath me, I can loosen my tails around your arms, around your legs, around your neck, relaxing them to a comfortably firm embrace. It feels good to have my warm body pressed against yours, doesn't it? So disarmingly comfortable. My soft, fluffy tails pressing into your skin like a warm blanket. But there's something else, a feeling in your chest, a magnetic pull, pulling on you, but not physically, pulling on something else, something deeper within you. It's my hunger. And it's pulling on you, pulling at the energy inside of you. It wants me to consume you, to drain every last drop from your body. Concentrate on how it feels. How it feels as I squeeze my tails harder, pushing us more tightly together, the pull getting stronger and stronger, And as I continue to squeeze, it strengthens, pulling so hard, like every last bit of your energy is flowing into your chest, being pulled towards my belly. The pulling becomes stronger still, becoming unbearable, inescapable, feeling like you could fall into me, making you use all of your strength just to hold on. And just before you lose yourself to my hunger, my tails loosen, and the pull weakens, becoming bearable again, returning to a gentle tug, letting you relax. And it's so relaxing to feel me lying on top of you, the warmth and constant pressure reminding you of your place beneath me. It's so easy for you to submit to me, isn't it? To give me control, to not fight me. Entangled between my body and my tails, it feels so right, like this is where you belong. It feels so natural to be in this position, like you're supposed to surrender to me. So easy, so effortless to succumb, that you could just lie here forever. Lie here, unable to move, even though you keep begging your body to do something, anything to escape. But it just won't listen, will it? Where before you could hopelessly struggle and squirm against me, now you can't seem to find the strength. Not even to lift a finger. Oh, but I'm just too hungry to let go of your energy. It feels so good to pull at it like this, swirling around underneath me. I can almost taste it. Drained away at your arms and legs, as if you could be any more at my mercy. And now, with your control over your body broken, no longer needing to be restrained, I'm finally free. To break your mind. Shh. I'll slide my tails under you, making a soft, warm bed for you to lay on, the softest bed you've ever felt, like lying in a cloud. I'll slide more of my tails further up, under your head like a pillow, and firmly cup my hands on your face, making sure you look at me. Making sure you look at my face, look at my eyes, meet my gaze. They're so beautiful. The most beautiful eyes you've ever seen. Golden irises around black slits, widening as you look into them, beckoning you to look deeper inside. The irises almost glowing, radiating warmth as you stare, feeling so comfortable, so inviting. Aren't they captivating? I know you can't speak. Just think your answer. I can hear you. Of course you can't hide your thoughts from me. And soon, you won't be able to hide from mine. Can you hear them? Faint now, but getting louder, becoming harder to block out as you stare, as a connection between us begins to form. My eyes continuing to draw you in, pulling you back every time you try to look away, making you feel so good. It just feels so calming, so soothing to look into them, to let them pull you in, to let them pull at your mind. Yes, you can hear me. I know you can hear me. Can you feel my body on top of yours? I don't have to hold you anymore. You're holding on to me with your mind, with your soul. You want this. Oh, God, you want this just as much as I do. Don't be afraid. Just let me in. You'll be so much happier when you do. So much happier when you let me do all of your thinking for you. So much happier when you let me relax every last bit of your mind, filling every corner with me, with my thoughts. The feelings of serenity and bliss lulling you into submission, allowing your thoughts of resisting, of struggling, of fighting me melt away. Any memories of defying me fading, crumbling into nothing, leaving you to wonder why you'd ever want to fight me. My thoughts helping you understand that I know what's best for you, and that letting me take control makes so much sense. Letting me wrap my mind around yours as I press in, deeper and deeper, strengthening my hold on you. Feeling my power over you intensify as the last bit of control slips from your grasp. Finally giving in. There. Doesn't it feel so much better now? Giving in to me, letting me control you, think for you, making you feel what I want you to feel. This is how it should be, how it should always be, how it was always supposed to be. Nothing feels better than being completely under my control, so absolutely at my mercy, enthralled by my mind. Nothing can make you happier than devoting yourself to me, doing everything that I ask of you, saying whatever I want you to say. You would do anything for me, anything to please me, because pleasing me is the right thing to do. Isn't that right? Say yes. Yes, Ari. Just like that. Say yes, Ari, my goddess. Good boy. It feels so good doing what I say. And now, I have something else you must do for me. You know what it is, don't you? I know you can feel it. The pulling is still there. My body's so hungry for your energy. You know you must sate me. Let me feed on you over and over and over. I will take so much from you. Shh. Don't be afraid. You'll never be beyond my ability to heal. And it'll feel so good giving yourself to me. You've already given your body and your mind, felt the bliss from giving me control. It's time to completely submit yourself to me, to give me your essence, to feel the ultimate ecstasy of giving me your mind, body, and soul. Just relax as I cradle your head, my hands and tails bringing your mouth to mind. Pushing our lips together in a long, passionate kiss as you begin to feel that tug inside of you again. But now tugging upwards, pulling your energy towards your head, towards my mouth. The tug becoming a strong pull, bringing all of the energy in your body up through your throat and into my mouth. It feels so good not resisting anymore, feeling nothing but ecstasy as I draw and drink the energy from your body. It's so relaxing, so calming, so right. to let me drain you. And as I continue to drink from you, you feel yourself beginning to drift, becoming harder to hold onto consciousness. You feel yourself becoming weaker, your body tiring, but there is no pain, only bliss. You feel no fear, the last of it draining out of you from my kiss, while I breathe my love into you, feeling every part of you with warmth as I cradle you with my soft tails, making you feel so safe, so happy, pressed against me, feeling more relaxed than you've ever felt before. Your eyelids feeling heavy, falling closed, no longer needing to meet my gaze to link our minds. And finally, as I drain the last bit of strength from you, you surrender to unconsciousness. Surrender to me, feeling so happy knowing you're safe in my arms. The arms of your goddess, who knows what's best for you and who will take care of you. Shh. Sleep now. I'll be here when you wake up, holding you in my tails. I'll make sure to work up an even bigger appetite next time. But don't worry, we still have more fun ahead of us. We'll meet again soon. In your